Hi there. The word for today is to be kind is to be godly. In Ephesians 2, verse 7, Paul writes, God raised us up with Christ Jesus and seated us with him in heavenly realms, that in the coming ages he might show his incomparable riches of grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? It means God sent Jesus from heaven to earth so that one day we can leave earth and go to heaven. And this is evidence of God's kindness, even to those who aren't yet believers. Beyond that, enjoying the presence of Christ in heaven will remind us of God's great kindness for all eternity. God places so high a premium on kindness that he never wants us to forget it or fail to practice it. So, if you want to truly be, quote, godly, the Bible says you must endeavor to be kind in your treatment of others. The truth is, sometimes Christians are so committed to the tenets of their faith that they end up coming across sounding harsh and turning people off. Be careful. You can have the right doctrine, but the wrong approach, the wrong attitude, the wrong spirit. God's grace attracts people, it doesn't repel them. In The Lion and the Mouse, Aesop said, and I quote, "No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. It costs to be unkind, but it pays to be kind." So, take every opportunity to be kind to others. In the words of Ralph Waldo Emerson, "You cannot do a kindness too soon, for you never know how soon it will be too late." The Apostle Paul puts it like this in Romans 12, verse 10, "Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves." So the word for you today is, remember that to be kind is to be godly.